The statement adopted Friday warns North Korea that testing a nuclear device would bring universal condemnation. The message, read by the Security Council President, Japanese UN Ambassador Kenzo Oshima, threatens further action against the DPRK, as North Korea is referred to at the UN.
The Security Council stresses that a nuclear test, if carried out by the DPRK, would represent a clear threat to international peace and security, and that should the DPRK ignore calls of the international community, the Security Council will act consistent with its responsibility under the Charter of the United Nations.
The statement gives no indication what that action might be. With intelligence reports indicating that a North Korean nuclear test may be imminent, the United States had pushed for tough language in the statement. Washington's UN Ambassador John Bolton had offered amendments that would have threatened an arms embargo and other sanctions unless Pyongyang withdrew its nuclear test threat. That language was rejected during 3 days of Security Council negotiations. Bolton explained to reporters Friday why he takes North Korea's threat so seriously.
Because there would be another nuclear power. This would be proof positive of North Korea having a weapon. This would be an example of nuclear proliferation that we're very much concerned about. And it's one of the reasons we feel so strongly that North Korea should not test.
The Security Council statement urges North Korea to return to the stalled six-party talks on its nuclear program. Those talks include Russia, China, Japan, the United States, and both North and South Korea. North Korea walked out of those talks late last year. UN diplomats Friday said they are aware of intelligence reports suggesting Pyongyang might stage a nuclear test in the next few days. They note that North Korea has in the past timed its actions to coincide with significant dates. Monday is a holiday in both North Korea and the United States. It is also a time when Japan's new Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, is making his first official visits to Beijing and Seoul. And Pyongyang's nuclear threat is expected to dominate discussions in both capitals. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.